You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. With midterm elections less than 2 months away, local organizations are trying to get those in Syracuse who typically don't vote to cast a ballot. September 25th is National Voter Registration Day, and grassroots initiatives are leading efforts to increase voter turnout with the support of the Gifford Foundation. Voter turnout was less than 25% in some parts of Syracuse in 2017. This year, Onondaga Votes is trying to get people to the polls. The group is made up of nonpartisan organizations such as the NAACP and the League of Women Voters. Their work to increase civic engagement has earned them a grant from the Gifford Foundation. Onondaga Votes' Chanel Turnquest says the funding will go towards removing voting obstacles such as transportation and childcare.
It does hinder folks from going to the polls. You know, and then as we have been knocking on doors on the weekends, walking through District 2 and 5 in Ward 19, and some of the other issues, obstacles that come up are the fact that people don't know who the candidates are, and they don't know who's running.
Another challenge is getting people to care about local elections. In a presidential election year, voter turnout nearly doubles, according to the Onondaga County Board of Elections. But Turnquest points out that it's the local elections that often affect neighborhoods directly.
A lot of people don't know, why am I voting on a local level? How is my vote having an impact on the local level? And that's why the midterm elections are so important. People don't understand that the local politicians are the ones that actually make a difference in your neighborhood. So people are eager to vote for president, but you have to vote for your local politicians because they're the ones you go to who can make change in your neighborhood.
This is the first year Onondaga Votes is looking at why people don't vote. Turnquest and her colleagues have been focusing on the Syracuse neighborhoods with the lowest voter turnout. She says there's no certain reason as to why District 2, District 5, and Ward 19 have so few voters. But answering that question is also part of the group's goal.
We'll be doing a survey at the end of this campaign to see how it worked out and getting a better understanding of why people aren't voting. This is the first initiative, and we want to see how successful it is to maybe do it on a bigger scale.
For more information on how to volunteer with Onondaga Votes and their Election Day services, you can call 315-396-8225. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website. And while you're there, help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.